Chapter 11. And Nahash the Ammonite proceeded to go up and camp against Jabesh in Gilead. At that all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Conclude a covenant with us, that we may serve you." Then Nahash the Ammonite said to them, "On this condition I shall conclude it with you, on the condition of boring out every right eye of yours, and I must put it as a reproach upon all Israel." In turn, the older men of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days' time, and we will send messengers into all the territory of Israel, and if there is no savior of us, we must then go out to you." In time the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul, and spoke the words in the ears of the people, and all the people began raising their voice and weeping. "But here is Saul coming after the herd from the field." And Saul proceeded to say, "What is the matter with the people that they should weep?" And they began relating to him the words of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God became operative upon Saul on his hearing these words, and his anger got very hot. So he took a pair of bulls and cut them in pieces, and sent these into all the territory of Israel by the hand of the messengers, saying, "Whoever of us is not going out as a follower of Saul and of Samuel, this is the way it will be done to his cattle." And the dread of Jehovah began to fall upon the people, so that they came out as one man. Then he took the sum of them in Bezek, and the sons of Israel amounted to 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. They now said to the messengers that had come, "This is what you will say to the men of Jabesh in Gilead. Tomorrow salvation will take place for you when the sun gets hot." With that the messengers came and told the men of Jabesh, and they gave way to rejoicing. Accordingly the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we shall come out to you people, and you must do to us in harmony with all that is good in your eyes." And it came about on the next day that Saul proceeded to put the people into three bands, and they made their way into the middle of the camp during the morning watch, and went striking down the Ammonites till the day grew hot. When there proved to be some that were left over, then they were sent scattering, and there were not left over among them two together. And the people began to say to Samuel, "Who is it saying, 'Saul, is he to be king over us? Give the men over, that we may put them to death.'" However, Saul said, "Not a man should be put to death on this day, because today Jehovah has performed salvation in Israel." Later Samuel said to the people, "Come, and let us go to Gilgal, that we may there make the kingship anew." So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they proceeded to make Saul king before Jehovah in Gilgal. Then they rendered up communion sacrifices there before Jehovah, and there Saul and all the men of Israel continued rejoicing to a great degree.